Welcome, 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 welcome back to Locked On 76ers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Happy Tuesday to you. It's Tuesday, January the 12th. You know, before we get into everything, today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Go to builtbar.com and use the promo code Locked On, and you'll get 20% off your next purchase. So, as you guys know, this is the only podcast that comes to you 5 days a week that covers the 76ers. In addition to being a host of this podcast, I am the Philadelphia Inquirer's beat writer for the Sixers. So you can follow me on Twitter at Pompey on Sixers, on Instagram at Pompey on Sixers, and you can read my stuff in Inquirer.com. We got a lot to talk about today. I mean, first things first, you know, I'm in Orlando early in the morning. I'm not Orlando. Well, I'm getting my cities mixed up. I'm in Atlanta. Orlando and Atlanta don't look nothing alike. But I'm in Atlanta, getting ready to get out of here, hop on this plane, go home, rest up a little bit before I cover tonight's game against, the Miami Heat. You know, I want to talk about last night's game. I mean, especially in the first segment, talk about what's going on with this pandemic, playing ball. I mean, last night's game wasn't really good. It was horrible, actually. And tonight's game is going to be horrible, too. Now, will it be competitive? Maybe. I mean, shucks. Like, you know, a lot of players ain't playing. So, on both teams. So, hey, yeah, maybe it could be. It's a little bit of the unknown. But I'm telling you, like, this has the preseason feel over it. Last night's game did. You know, for people who don't know, the 76ers only played with 9 players. That's 2 players more than they played with on Saturday. Due to injuries, due to the NBA's COVID health and safety protocols. So they have 5 guys in that. And they have a bunch of guys injured. So they only had 9 players who played yesterday. Now, you may look at it and say, okay, well, you could play with 9. You could play. The only problem is that we're talking about 3 of the guys who played, 4 of the guys who played, but probably guys who don't get any burn. None whatsoever. Like, they're just guys. Half of them aren't even active. Like, they just don't get any burn, right? So, that's the part of the problem. So, you go into a game, like the Sixers went to Atlanta. They're here. Atlanta is a team that lost 4 straight. Atlanta is a team that the 76ers would have probably blown out with their full complement of players. But you go there, and it's like you're playing through the motions. It's like you're just getting this game up. You know you're going to take an L, but you have to play it. I mean, basically, that's what it was like. You knew the Sixers had no chance. Now, in the first quarter, they led 32-28 in the first quarter. I mean, Joel Embiid was like basically beasting people, you know. But then after that, it was one of those things where you knew it was going to come a time that they were going to get tired and their talent was going to basically prevail. I mean, they're a more talented team, talking about Atlanta. They had more talent. So it just got, they were up by 15 at the half, and then the third quarter, it just like, woo, it just went away from them, right? It went away. Now, the problem with this is, like I said, the Sixers, you know, you have guys who are out with the COVID. Well, one has the COVID. The other four are in COVID protocol. Seth Curry has COVID. Tobias Harris is out. Shake Milton's out. Matisse Thybulle's out. And Evan Pontaire is out because they sat at a table at a team meeting with Seth Curry. I mean, they socially distanced a little in the table, but they are out because they were close by to him. Now, here's the thing. You can play against somebody, and if that person has COVID, found out to have COVID, and you played against them, you were guarding them, you would, you know, but he was boxing you out, you know, y'all collided, everything. Nah, you don't have to quarantine. But if you were at a table with him, or if after the game you had a conversation with him, oh yeah, you gotta sit out. Now, so that right there is something that really affected the Miami Heat. I mean, you look at it, they have 8 guys who are not going to play. 8. You know, Avery Bradley was put into the health and safety protocol on Sunday. That led to the Miami Heat's game on Sunday against the Boston Celtics being postponed. So typically when one player is put into the health and safety protocol, that leads you to believe that, okay, that one player basically has it. Like, you know what I mean? Because, like, they're not going to come out and say it, but it leads you to believe that he has COVID. So now what they did is they did contact tracing. Now, with the contact tracing, it comes out that they have 8 guys who also aren't going to make the trip. Now, among those 8 are Bam Adebayo, Jimmy Butler. We're talking about the 2 All-Stars, right? Goran Dragic is also in that mix. So you're saying to yourself, like, so this team is coming to Philly tomorrow. The Miami Heat coming to Philly without their best players. To play a Sixers team that had 9 men who played the last 2 games, right? Danny Green and Joel Embiid were the only 2 starters, original starters. And then when so it's going to be bad, man. It's going to be an awful brand of basketball. It's going to be horrible. But you know what isn't horrible? It's Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to BuiltBar.com and use promo code LOCKEDON. And you'll get 20% off your next purchase. I'm telling y'all. You gotta listen to that. I'm telling you, it's so good. It's gooey. It's chewy. It's chocolate. Tastes just like a candy bar, like I just said. But it's good for you. So you have to do yourself a favor and do that. Do it today. Now, Locked On 76ers is the only podcast that comes to you 5 days a week. In addition to that, like I said before, I am the 76ers beat writer for the Philadelphia Inquirer. So you're getting some of the skinny. I'm not some dude who lives in Nebraska covering the Sixers. I'm a beat writer. I'm actually in Atlanta getting ready to leave in a couple hours to hop on the plane. To go home. To cover another game. Now, so what you need to do is you need to go anywhere that you subscribe to a podcast at and subscribe to Locked On 76ers podcast. Not just this podcast, but as any podcast on the Locked On Network that you want to subscribe to. Right? Now, the one thing that I will say about this game is that it is giving, talking about the 76ers playing in these games, it is giving some young guys an opportunity to show what they can do, right? So Isaiah Joe, I was really impressed by his bounce back game. You know, Isaiah Joe, he finished with 18 points. He made 6 of 9 shots. He was 4 for 7 to 3. Now, when you think about that, what's good about that is, you know, Isaiah Joe, like, really struggled in his first game of extended minutes, first start. That was on Saturday against Denver. He missed 14 of 18 shots. I believe he had, like, 11 or 13 points, but he just couldn't shoot the ball well at all. He really struggled. So with that being said, is one of those things where, you know, he showed me something. He showed me that he, you know, belongs. Now, again, you know, you look at him and you say to yourself, like, right now in his career, at this stage, I mean, we're talking about he didn't have a summer league. He didn't have, like, a real long training camp. You know, he wasn't able to get into the gym and work out with guys for months and pick up games. No. So at this stage of his career, do you see Doc Rivers drawing up plays for Isaiah Joe? Probably not. No, in normal circumstances. But he looked like someone that you can see down the road can be good for you. He showed something. Dakota Mathias, you know, is a guy on a two-way contract. You know, he started his last two games. Now, again, would he have played meaningful minutes beforehand? No. But at the same time, you know, he's getting these meaningful minutes. But the guy that's really helping out, I think, is helping the most, and he really doesn't like talking to himself, and I like that about him, is Tyrese Maxey. You know, Tyrese Maxey had 39 points the previous game, and then he came back with, I believe, what did he shot 7 for 14. Let me see how many points that the brother had. He shot 7 for 14. I think he had 15 points. I'm not 100% sure, but I think he had 15 points. I'll get that for you guys right now. Yup, he had 15 points. He was 7 for 14. He had 2 blocks. He had 6 assists. Excuse me, 6 rebounds, 4 assists. He committed 1 foul in 30 minutes, 56 seconds. Dakota Mathias, man, played 39 minutes, you know. So, you know, these guys are getting, like, valuable time. The crazy thing is, it's like, when you look at these other teams who are playing the Sixers, I mean, this is great for them because no starter played more than 26-26. It was Capella. I mean, Joel Embiid was busting his tail, though. But, you know, so it's good for him. I mean, good for them to rest up. But I'm telling you, it's good for these guys to get playing time because it's playing time they normally won't get. But outside of that, I don't like these games. I'm telling you. I just don't. I mean, I hate repeating it over and over again, and I don't want to sound like I'm rambling, but it's obvious that they're playing these games because they have to. You know what I mean? Like, certain games got canceled. The Sixers didn't. The Sixers upset their game on Saturday didn't get canceled. But, I mean, should the Sixers... Like, tonight's game between the Sixers and Miami, it's going to be epically bad from a who's playing standpoint. Again, I don't know who's going to win. I mean, I don't know if it's going to go down to the wire. But I know that a lot of the top players aren't playing. You know, it's like it's going to be the equivalent of me showing up, going to see the Sixers G League team play Miami's G League team. Now, again, I'm not saying that the level is that way, but if I show up to a game like that, I do not have any idea. I don't have any idea who I'm seeing and what they can do against each other. Now, if they're going to play Joel, if they're going to play against Tobias, going up against Jimmy and Bam, then I'm like, okay, the Sixers might have a tough time tonight. You know, this Danny Green is going to have to step up. You know, this is going to have to go right. That's going to have to go right. But tonight, when you don't know what these dudes can do, who has, some of them are. Nah, bruh. Nah, it ain't gonna work. I mean, good luck on the people who like to gamble, gambling on this game. I'm here to tell you, shucks. I mean, it's just like, yo, I'm throwing money away. Because you don't know. You know, talking about gambling, there is only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to get a free account at BetOnline.ag and use the promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. All right, y'all. So here we go. So, like I said before, wherever you subscribe to a podcast at, you can subscribe to Locked On 76ers. You can also read my stuff in the Philadelphia Inquirer at inquirer.com, or you can purchase a Philadelphia Inquirer or Philadelphia Daily News. In addition to that, you can follow me on Twitter at PompeyOnSixers. You can follow me on Instagram at PompeyOnSixers. Right? You know? So, you know, today is going to be a good day. Like, I'm going to just tell you a little bit about back-to-backs. You know, back-to-backs can be the worst. You know, a way home back-to-back isn't too bad. But typically, like, on a back-to-back, like, a lot of times they tell you when you travel, they always, like, the old heads, the old reporters should always tell me, Pompey, you got to get one of the first flights out, right? So my flight isn't as early as it normally was because I'm going home. But typically, I would get out the first or second thing smoking. And then I would get to the hotel and hope and pray that your room was ready. Like, a lot of times I get early check-ins. Like, when I came to Atlanta, you know, I checked in around noon. But sometimes, you know, you get early check-ins, and then maybe you do some work, maybe you might get a nap. Today, I'll probably go home. It was crazy. Like, I typically take an Uber to the car, right? I mean, to the airport. When I was leaving to come here, like, all the Ubers were, like, basically, I couldn't get one, so I had to drive. So I got to remind myself that when I get off the plane, like, yo, go to the parking lot. And I think I parked on the fourth floor, so I got to double check about that. So then I'll get home, probably take a little nap, you know, get up and then head to the arena from there. But, you know, it's like, it's back-to-backs could be tough, but it's easier when it's, you know, a home, away to home, back-to-back. But, like, the home and away back, the road back-to-back, it can be a little tricky. So, and then this weekend, the Sixers have a back-to-back with Memphis and OKC. The funny thing is you can't get a direct flight from Memphis to OKC. So, oh, well, that's going to be a day you're just spinning in the air trying to get to a game. So, we'll see. But look, I want to thank y'all for listening, and have a great, great day. Peace.